CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Moscow, to Ekaterina Zolotova for Geopolitical Futures and Analyst, a subscription site I recommend. We turn to the Russian budget and the year ahead and the war economy, but not before I learn some things about how Moscow has responded so far in these hours since the attack. And the casualty rate is still uncertain. There are many severely wounded. The pursuit of the perpetrators continues. I remind myself whenever we come to instances of tragedy like this, what I was taught very early in the Afghanistan War of 2001-2002 by a senior officer. In war, the first three reports are wrong. So what we know now is there are four suspects in custody that we've seen. There are said to be more. However, the victims, and I welcome Ekaterina to tell me not about the victims, but about the site that was attacked, Crocus City. It looked like a very large place for movies or concerts. Ekaterina, a very good day to you. Crocus City, is it in the heart of the city or in the suburbs, and what is it used for? Good evening to you.
Good evening. And Crocus City, it's a very big place. It is situated not in the center of Moscow. It was constructed not so long time ago, by the way, and it was constructed in the west of Moscow. To tell the truth, it's by the paper, it's not Moscow itself. It's already the city that is called Krasnogorsk, so it's Moscow region. But the distance between the Moscow Ring Circle, it's the circle for the cars and the transport that is surrounding Moscow, and this Crocus City Hall, it's, I don't know, about like 100 meters, not more. So this was, and it still is, a very big place where several shops and several expo centers are situated. One of these places was also the Concert City Hall. It was a quite famous one, and a lot of musicians and a lot of concerts were given there in this Crocus City Hall. About 6,200 people can attend different concerts there, but it also depends on the concert, because sometimes the orchestra pit could be closed and more chairs could be brought to this. So in some cases in another concerts, for example, this orchestra pit could be closed, and the dance hall was made from this orchestra pit. So I mean that this concert hall can keep more than 6,000 people. So sometimes it could be like 7,000, 9,000. So it's really a great place. And it was quite modern. It was very convenient to go there because there was a metro. There is a metro passing this, and actually you have the entrance to this concert hall and different expos exactly from the metro. So it was very convenient, very nice, and many people went there. Young people, elderly people. It was very popular place for different types of concerts and festivals, musical festivals, for example.
Have you been there recently, Ekaterina?
Yes, I went there quite often. My last time was on 23rd of February. There was a Russian musical band giving a concert, and we actually had the tradition with my friends. Every 23rd of February, we went to the concert of this band, and we enjoyed the music very much. Also, I was planning to go to this place on the 5th of December this year because it's going to be the 25 years of one of my favorite musical band. But for this moment, I have no idea what's going to be the place and if the concert will be. I will take the place.
What is your sense of the city now? Are people numb? I mention that because that was my experience after 9/11, living in New York City. We walked around, we went through our daily lives, but it was on our minds all the time. Is that the same in Moscow?
Yes, exactly. And right now, anxiety is still in the air. And most of all the security services are very attentive. Yesterday, there were several cases of evacuation from trade centers, for example. Today, as I know, there was such case in some universities. The security is the security service are working really hard right now. And if we're talking to the people, the major problem right now, it's not only the going out to different places and evacuation. Another problem is the migration. Because since four people were caught that are suspected to commit this terrorism act, and these four people are Tajik by their nationalities, right now some people in Moscow, they start to treat Tajik people with a little bit of concern. There were several stories when, for example, people were calling taxi driver, and before the taxi driver was coming, they were asking, "If you are a Tajik person, so please cancel the trip. We're not going with you."
I see. That's something that we went through here in the U.S. for many years. Islamophobia, it was a number of things directed at strangers as some kind of expression of anxiety. What is about the television? Is it covering this story all the time now, or are they giving reports on the people who are in the hospital?
The television, of course, it's trying to cover all of these stories. The major source, so that me I personally read, for example, it's Telegram channels, because they update the news more quickly than in television, for example.
So
But they cover the stories about the different cases, about the terrorism, about the judge process, and of course about the people who are still in the hospitals.
are you asked to take special cautions in any fashion? I use the example of after 9/11, people were keen to say, stay away from this part of the city or don't interfere in investigations. Has that sort of thing come through on the Telegram?
We usually receive the messages from different organizations, for example, from universities or from any other way you work, about the possibility of spreading the wrong information in Telegram. For example, yesterday I received a warning that I need to concern about the different talks with unknown people in Telegram channels who may suggest some money or, for example, some alcohol. I don't know why it was an example there, but it was an example in exchange for doing something for them. So these channels are usually come from a known person, and they mostly spread around the teenagers. For example, there were a couple of cases when the teenagers received such information from a known person that you have to do for me something because I know some information about you. Or, for example, I will give you some money in order you and you're going to do something for us. But it's not clear if it was fake, if it was not fake. But this internet and all of the social networks, it's not the best place to I guess it's not the best thing right now
Right,
because there
I
is too
understand.
much.
What is strikingly different is that in 2001, we did not have an internet that is as nearly sophisticated and quick as we have today. Text messaging, video, none of that was available. In fact, there was no iPhone, a world without an iPhone. Imagine that. We had to deal with.
Anyhow,
I know.
yes, anyhow, sometimes it's not really bad because I believe that this is exactly the reason why Russia was able to catch all of this terrorists very fast. There were a lot of videos. There were a lot of videos of the car where the
Right.
potential terrorists were coming from. The cameras in the roads were catching this car because of overspeed. So sometimes the artificial intelligence, it's not really bad. In this case, it helped the Russian Federal Security Service.
I'm speaking to Ekaterina Zolotova, of geopolitical future. She's in Moscow, and we're commenting on the hours after the attack on the Crocus City Hall. However, we're going to turn to a subject that is long-winded and needs attention, which is the Russian economy in wartime, now officially a war, no longer a special military operation. When we come back, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.